The World Bank's country director for Eritrea, Ethiopia, South Sudan and Sudan says the project will provide South Sudanese women access to finances and promote their businesses. Speaking at the launch of the project on Wednesday in Juba, Aya Benjamin Warile, South Sudan's Minister for Gender and Social Welfare, says the scheme will equip up to 90,000 women and girls across the country with entrepreneurial skills and extensive training needed for boosting economic growth and development.
It will finance the establishment of the Women's Economic Empowerment Centers as a space for livelihood and social skills training to women, girls, and boys on financial literacy, basic numeracy, and value chain skills. The project will offer women entrepreneurs opportunity as a facility to about 200 women and an extensive training to more 1,000 women entrepreneurs, which will help them boost their contribution to economic growth.
Speaking at the launch in Juba, Osman Dion, the World Bank's country director for Eritrea, Ethiopia, South Sudan and Sudan, says South Sudan is emerging from a prolonged civil conflict which has affected incomes for women and youths. Dion asks that women across South Sudan should be given a chance to profit from the project.
And I want to insist on the fair chance to every single woman, wherever the structure of this project allow it, whether it is related to the woman entrepreneurial opportunity facilities. If there is an opportunity for any single South Sudanese woman, let us be transparent, let us be inclusive, and let's give them that chance. I do believe that success cannot happen without being organized. But we do it transparently. We do it fairly. At the end of the day, they are all South Sudanese women. They deserve a chance.
UN Women Regional Director for Eastern and Southern Africa, Maxim Hoinato, says the project should eliminate unemployment, poverty, and a lack of other sources of income for women in South Sudan.
This project that we are launching today has no value if it's not implemented into a framework where human rights are upheld by government, where we see like strong political commitment by government to ensure that women are not just after small achievement in villages, in districts, etc., etc., but they are in a country where the environment is strong and the institutions are strong to protect them.
Some women in Juba welcomed the project, while others say they worry the money might only benefit few women. Nyan Ball, a resident of Juba who hails from Upper Nile State, attended the launch of the project and says she is yet to see the benefits of the project trickling down to women in rural areas.
Our problem in South Sudan is corruption. We can come with a good strategy and initiative like this, but reaching another place, another stage, we spoil because of corruption. So we need people who are going to implement this project in transparency such that the women of South Sudan benefit out of this.
Another Juba resident, Lydia Koma, says she is happy that the project will restore hope and dignity of some women in South Sudan who suffered from gender-based violence.
So with this project, I'm sure it will really help those people. And they talked about building a house where they will put the survivors. So it's really a good thing, like in case it's to happen. So, yeah, because still on the issue of gender-based violence, when they come up with the houses where they will put the survivors, at least some people will have hope that, yeah, whenever they face something, they have where to run to.
The South Sudan Women's Social and Economic Empowerment Project is implemented by the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare with the support from the UN Women and the United Nations Population Fund. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.